It is Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb, Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. Strike and Spare, Family Fun Center. Our legend of the week, Kyle Phillips, Hillsboro High School, University of Tennessee, the Jets, the Saints, the defenders of the UFL. Kyle, what are you doing, man? How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. I'm sitting on my balcony in Orlando on a little family trip. So I'm feeling good. Life is good.
You know, and I left out the most important part. Your mom's like a sister to me. You know that, Teresa. Give her a hug, okay?
Okay, I will.
How you doing? What's going on?
I'm doing good. Like I said, just finished up with our UFL season this past spring and, you know, just staying in the mix of things down here in Florida right now. So just looking forward to what's my next opportunity.
Kyle, this is Coach Bubba Spears. I didn't get the invite to Florida, but, you know, tell me about what all you've been doing since your last football game. Let's bring this up. You won the championship.
Yeah, the defenders,
yeah,
right, in the UFL.
The championship.
Yeah, so, I played this past spring with the D.C. Defenders. We got the UFL championship. So that was amazing, great. So things went really, really well with that season. I came down to Tampa, Florida, with my girlfriend and her twin sister. They live down here. So just been visiting, training, and doing some of my cooking. I don't know if y'all know. I think I'm a private chef somewhat. So.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. Bubba will pay and I'll eat. We'll do that.
Okay.
We'll do it that way. All right. That's not happening. Yeah. I know better than that. this is a high school football. Talk about Hillsboro, what that meant to you, your coach, of course, and everything as you went through. And when you reflect back on your high school experience, because, I mean, you were – what, 4-5-star Tennessee? You went there. I know LSU was always in that picture as well. But talk about your high school days.
Yeah, went to Hillsboro High School. And the funny thing about it is, what people probably don't know is I almost didn't even play football. My mom encouraged me to because I was just so into basketball at the time. And my mom, she encouraged me to go out there and try out. And this is my freshman year, Coach Marino. Dennis Marino was our head football coach there. And I went out there. I think something happened. I didn't have my physical in time, so I missed the first day, and I got out the second day. And I was on – at that time, it was just JV. You had JV and varsity. You didn't have a freshman. And then we had some type of live period. And I kid you not, I probably made – this is when I wasn't even going to play football. I kid you not. It was like a 9-on-7 period, run period, inside zone, outside zone. And I made like 5 tackles in a row in the backfield. And after that day, they were like, you're moving to varsity. after that, it's just kind of when I just started really taking football serious and then getting into it. Because honestly, at that time, I had no clue I was even good at football. I just thought I was just running for no reason, for cardio, I guess.
Well,
after that time, I really just started seeing my potential and just really thrive ever since then.
You talk about Coach Marino; he's a good friend of mine. And that day that happened, we were talking. We would talk about every third, maybe fourth day, because that was his first head coaching job. He brought your name up. And he said, I think we're going to he said, Coach, I think we got one here. He said, he's young, hadn't played before, but, boy, he's really looking good. And that's the first time I remember hearing Kyle Phillips. And I couldn't talk to you if I didn't bring this other guy up. There's somebody else in your family played football, too. Micah was a pretty good little football player for me over at East.
Oh, yeah.
How's he doing?
Yep. He's doing good. He's in Nashville still, so he's making a way for himself, and he's doing good.
You tell him I said hello.
Okay, I will. I definitely will.
Kyle Phillips, Yep, Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Legend of the Week, Kyle Phillips, Hillsboro, UT, NFL, and just won a ring. But I keep bringing up Mom, okay? And Teresa Phillips, obviously, right. Just a Hall of Tennessee Sports Hall of Famer, the first black female athlete at Vanderbilt. I mean, just a trailblazer. I mean, the first female to coach a men's college basketball game, all on and on and on. Did you know what Mom did as you growing up? Because she ran an athletic department. And but,
no, I did. I kid you not. I mean, my mom was one of my – I mean, she was definitely an inspiration to me. I looked up to her a lot. I mean, every time we would have Black History Month in school, I would use my mom. everybody would use all these other figures. I'm like, I got a figure right here, public figure right here that made Black History. So, and just history in general. So, I've always looked up to her, and I've always been aware of how great she is, and how, you know, the amazing and wonderful things she's done in her career.
She did have a career, I'm telling you. Probably when y'all sit around the table and eat, when the word player came up, she probably just grinned, didn't she? Because she knew she was a player in her day. And what a person she was, and an advocate of sports, and when she got into administration. And did a great job with the two boys that she has in you and Micah.
Thank you. No, she's done wonderful things. And it's always been about helping others achieve their goals, helping people thrive on the collegiate level and onward to their adult level, you know, past being a student athlete. So she's done amazing things within the state of Tennessee and been a trailblazer for people around the world.
Kyle Phillips with us. Kyle, you're 28. You're still young. What's next? Getting in a camp somewhere?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what's going on. Like I said, I'm staying ready. I'm also opening up a personal chef business coming soon called Fill Your Cup. So trying to see where that takes me. Cooking for a professional athlete, getting into nutrition. So I've been setting myself up for my future as well.
Well, that's great. I mean, so, all right. What's your go-to dish?
Oh, my go-to dish?
Yeah, what's your go-to dish?
I will say, I don't know if I have a go-to dish because I love cooking different things, but things that people have always asked me about were my short ribs.
Oh.
Braised short ribs, yep.
I'll tell you what, next time you do that, text me the address. I won't come in. You can bring them out, okay. And I'll leave, okay?
No, I'm going to text you my address, and you know where I live. Yeah. You've been there. Just come on up and cook them anytime you want to, Kyle.
I know. Yeah, but I guess one of my little niches is I've always been into healthy and holistic eating and cooking and stuff like that. So I've always, when I played in New Jersey, I actually had with the Jets, I had a private chef, and they kind of specialized in cooking whole foods and healthy, organic, and fresh foods. And that's kind of been my lifestyle pretty much. Even when I was young, I always liked eating fresh and stuff like that. So that's kind of what my niche is.
Yeah, it's well, good for you, Kyle. Hey, thanks, man. Great catching up with you. Give your mom a hug. We'll talk to you down the road, bud. See you, man.
Okay.
Good talking to you, Kyle. Good luck to you.
All right.
Yeah, Kyle Phillips. I mean,
great. He's not a kid anymore.
No. I mean, but when he was at Hillsboro High School, and I think I was doing a show at the Southern Steak and Oyster with some goofball named Joe Dubin, and he was down there wasn't he wearing an LSU? He was
LSU.
He was going to LSU,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then Tennessee came in and swooped him away.
Yeah.
I should have asked him this. Can you imagine what his market value would be right now in the NIL world?
Oh, my God.
Well into the six figures.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he had a good career at UT. And, you know, he
just always got hurt.
If he hadn't got hurt with the Jets.
Yep, got hurt. He was starting. He was starting defensive lineman with the Jets when he got hurt. All right, hey, we'll take a break. We'll look to week six. Yep. What is it?
Can't believe it's week six.
It's hard to believe.
Hard to believe.
Oh, shut up. Anyway, Craig Ladd coming up right here, 94.9 The Fan.